Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Oh, ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
What is happening? It is Brock and Marcy. Welcome to another edition. How are we doing, Marcy? Marcy's not even paying attention. What are you even doing over there?
I just said good morning.
Oh, on the video, you keep freezing up on me.
Oh, it's her Botox.
I'm here. Yes.
All right, let's begin the show. So, as you can hear, we got Dana in studio.
Thanks, Bill.
And we got Bill from the Grove Comedy Club.
Got my coffee ready to roll.
He's lying. He's got his Truly. Got a whole box right in front of him.
So, how is that coffee, Bill? I poured you some of my home-brewed iced cold brew.
It goes great as a shot after a Truly.
It is.
Can I just say that as many times as I've been here, and this is true, he had the Mars from the HGTV show. They came on a segment I was doing, and I noticed that I'm told to take my shoes off when I come in. I'm also noticing Bill does not have to take his shoes
off. Why would I ask Bill to take off his shoes?
And the Mars did not take off their shoes, and I have never been offered, not even for him to spit in my mouth if I'm thirsty.
Oh.
Nothing. And now you pouring him a cold brew. Like, I get nothing. I bring my own.
We offer our red carpet guests red carpet treatment.
Am I like, what
you
am I?
You on the other hand?
Well, like asphalt guests? Like, what's happening?
You have to come through the back door.
In fact, would you mind doing me a favor? Would you go downstairs and grab me another coffee?
Can I pour myself one, Brock? Can I have, are you going to charge me?
I think there's only enough for one more down there.
So lame. Sorry.
Well, listen, you want me to take my shoes off? I will. I'll take them off. Right
no,
now.
You don't have to.
You don't want me to take
no,
them
you
off.
No,
you don't have to. You got the good shoes, apparently. I mean, I don't know what I am. Chopped liver over here.
When they were new, they were good shoes.
Hey, I got a cleaning kit for that. My kid's teaching me all about this.
Yeah, it's called a gallon of gasoline and a match.
So if this is how the show's going to be, it's going to be a great day.
It's called already. The Bill and Dana Show.
Oh, Brock, Marcy, who?
Bill and Dana at midnight, though, because I'm not an early riser.
What can you hear them, Marcy? Marcy can't hear you.
She's just not amused.
Well, I don't think maybe there's too many people.
Can you hear us now?
I just got back to audio.
Wow, you missed a lot of good stuff. You're going to want to listen to this
now,
podcast
but
today.
But I missed the whole like last 2 minutes.
You're going to want to listen to this podcast.
And the show's over.
Yep.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Gonna be so good. All right, we got Bill from Grove Comedy Club. He's looking in the Truly box. So Dana walked in. She's holding a 24-pack of Truly and my shoes, which we left. We accidentally left the Trulies at her house when we went swimming last night. And Bill is opening one.
Well, listen,
Bill ain't messy.
You left Trulies at my house.
It's not a party until somebody's drinking a
girly drink.
Okay, you said it. I was thinking it, but you said it. All right, we're good. All right,
Brock's
here we go.
A vegan. You know that,
he's,
right?
He's taking.
Oh, I feel like Hoda.
You like that?
Hoda.
We got Hoda and Kathy Lee over here.
Oh, wow. Come on. I even have to be Kathy Lee. I get to take my shoes off. I don't get no drink off.
Drinking
right
at 9
Kathy
o'clock
Lee.
In the morning.
She brought a 17-pack of Truly when she walked in the door.
Yeah, I guess it's a 23-pack because Brock, the lightweight, had one last night. So,
hey, you should have been there last night, Dana, at the open mic night. Where were you?
Brock came over swimming. He's been looking for a reason to show us all his abs.
Not true.
Very true.
His ab.
Have you noticed? Like,
I got
watch,
to see them,
reach,
Dana.
He'll reach for something.
She doesn't care about
he'll
you, Marcy.
Like, oh, my tummy itches. He just wants to show him.
Whatever.
Yeah. Hey, if you got him, flaunt him, man.
Exactly.
If you've got him.
So,
if
you got him, flaunt.
But he doesn't have
Bill, how often do you guys do the open mic night? Is it every Wednesday or?
Open mic, yeah, is every Wednesday. Come in, if you're a comic, come in and sign up by about 6:30.
Uh-huh.
Show starts at 7. It goes for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how many comics come
in. You get how many minutes? Like five?
You get 5 minutes.
Which is an eternity if you don't have
it
a good
is.
Set.
It is. It is.
And it's only a few seconds if you're a good comic and you really want to try out new material. So it's not very long.
Yeah.
So Dana, do you got a 5 minute set?
If you just look funny, can you stand up there for five
minutes? For 5 minutes.
What do you think I do?
Perfect.
He sets the clock and you just see it timing down.
Dude, 5 minutes. When you've never done stand up and you hear 5 minutes, you're like, oh. And then when you start writing, my first set was 3 minutes and I nailed, I was 2 minutes, 59 seconds. I just want to say that. And it was awesome, you know, and it was fun. And then to get to 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 20 minutes, it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, I respect people who write now.
And I don't mean to just grab her topic and run with it, but that's the number one question that a club owner like myself will ask comics that are coming in. They want to come to my club. They'll say, hey, I'd like to come in and feature at your club. I said, well, how much time do you have?
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, I've got an hour. I said, really have an hour? I was like, how much time do you have funny?
Great question.
Well, you know, a good solid 20. So, okay, if you have a good solid 20, then that's okay for a feature. But if that's all you have is a good solid 20, you're not ready yet to be my feature.
No. Uh-uh.
So you've got to have at least 2 hours in the bank of good material and about 45 minutes of solid funny material. That means a laugh every 30 seconds to 45 seconds.
Oh yeah.
You've got to constantly be
and isn't that hard too? Because you know, it's so much of the inner, I mean, obviously I've not done this a lot, but I've done it enough now to know like the energy of the crowd and the mood and the, like you got to just move over from your, like sometimes you got to shift, you know what I mean? And like be confident enough to improvise and do all that kind of stuff. Like,
well, you know, the key about being a good comic is not just having funny stuff because we all have funny things in our life,
but
being on stage in front of an audience, a live audience, is a lot different than just telling jokes to your friends.
Yeah.
As I tell a lot of aspiring comics coming up, it says you need to learn a lot of psychology because when an audience turns on you, you gotta know how to handle it, right? And so heckling is an effect of what you've actually done on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Heckling is not just, people don't come in to heckle. Heckling is whenever you've lost the crowd and they know you're not going to recover.
Uh-huh.
That's a heckle. And so if you don't know how to recover from a heckle or get things going, then you're not ready to be on our stage. So we're a non-heckling club. And I tell that to people to let them know, hey, don't try to participate. But at the same time, I'm telling them we're non-heckling club because our people are rated very, very high that you'll never have to worry about heckling.
And it's heckling from, you know, a person in the audience, a customer is annoying. You're like, stop. Be quiet. We don't care about you.
We paid money for this show.
Them.
Yeah, we paid money. We want
to
hear.
It is funny sometimes to get the comic to, you know, throw it back at them and rip them to shreds.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, you're like, all right, we're done with this. Now shut up.
We're here for the show, not for you.
Yeah.
Not for you, the audience member. Right.
Right.
So, yeah, we curb that very well. But the thing is, we've been very lucky in 5 years. I think maybe three hecklers in 5 years. And
were they drunk or?
They're Marines.
So, okay.
So they were drunk. They were drunk.
Oh my.
We always recognize the military veterans when we start the show.
And
it's always been a Marine. And it's been cool for me being an Army guy to be able to walk up to the Marine and say, hey, soldier, come out and talk to me for a second. And then we take him outside, then we lock him outside.
Yeah, get out of here.
I love it.
Wow.
The most uncomfortable set I ever heard, like, was that weekend I went to that conference. You know, it was my first weekend to just go out there and try it. And there was a guy, he had been hyping himself up through the whole conference.
Which is not good.
When you have to
hype yourself up, then you're probably not good at what you do.
It's like, oh, I've been doing this 10 years. I'm hilarious. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
Oh,
so anyways, he got up there. It was so uncomfortable because nobody was laughing at his stuff. But instead of him just knowing when to exit or like
And just walking away.
He literally was like, what? You're not going to laugh at that?
Yeah. Oh, he called out the audience?
He kept, it was so painful. I cannot tell you. It was so painful.
Yeah, that's hard.
It was painful, yeah.
Well, you guys don't like my singing? You guys got to cheer for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah, I went to one comedy club in Chicago. The first comedy club I ever went to years ago. And the opener was, he was bad. Nobody laughed. I felt sorry for him. But he was so bad, I was dying laughing at every joke.
Just because it was
so painstakingly bad.
Or you were laughing at
it was awkward hilariousness. You know what I mean?
You just said something that's indicative of the American comedy club scene. But it's strange. You said the opener was bad, which is true. The headliner is what everybody comes for, right?
Right.
So he's obviously a professional. He's getting paid really good money to be on stage.
Yeah.
Then you got that feature who's doing about 20 minutes of material, 25 minutes. And he's not getting paid very much money. He's getting paid basically his expenses to get there. And then you got the opener who's the newest guy in comedy getting paid probably a couple beers, and he's running the show.
No, I think this guy. I think this guy was the feature.
Well, yeah, but yeah, we always put the weakest guy up first, and have them run the entire show. In Canada and France, the comedy scene there is flip opposite. The headliner comes up, opens a show, and says, "We're going to have a great time," but before I come up, let me introduce you to this new guy. And then he comes back up. Let me introduce you to my feature.
I like that though.
But the thing is, the American comic, like you said, you know, as boastful as thinks, hey, I don't have to come up. I'm coming up last, and this is going to be one of those things where I'm glorified. So they don't get to run the show, or they don't want to run the show. They just want to come up at last. Like, but then they've got to dig themselves out of the hole that the other two has created.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. So it's very strange how this worked. We tried doing the feature as the opener. And bringing up the newest guy. And that worked for a bit, but the features were very uncomfortable about having to do the announcements and coming up to the dead spot. So, anyway, it's really strange, but there's a lot of dynamics in a comedy show that a lot of people don't see behind the scenes.
You guys have had so many great acts, especially a lot of Saturday Night Live people recently. Chris Kattan.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Schneider was just here for how many shows?
He holds a record now. Rodney Carrington came in and did 10 sold out shows. Rob Schneider came in and topped it with 12 sold out shows.
Sold out.
What?
Sold
Wait, out. Listen, I've okay, Rodney.
And this is
Carrington.
Not COVID sold out. This, no, is, this is back to normal,
yeah, back
sold
to normal
out.
Sold out.
I love this. I didn't, I need to.
That
like,
was it, well, 2 weeks ago.
Well, the Rod Carrington, I didn't know. I've never knew who was just literally ever. What's his name? Rod?
Yeah.
Rob?
Carrington. What's his first name?
Oh, Rodney.
Rodney. Yeah. Is he the one that sings "Don't Look Now, Mama's Got Her Boobs Out"?
Yeah, she sings a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's. I'm just
and
saying.
I'm not allowed to say these words on air. So.
Literally.
No, it's okay.
We're not. Yeah, it's a podcast now, so we can say whatever we want.
Titties and Beer is his number one song.
Okay, yes.
Titties and Beer, and I'm talking to my dick. And
oh my God! Listen, my husband grew up at deer camp with his dad, and I guess they had like a tape cassette and listened to. I'm literally not kidding. Justin knows every word to every song or whatever, and he'll tell these like if with enough Trulies in the pool, he'll start going, "Did I ever tell you about that one Rodney?" Like, oh, listen,
I love it.
Yeah, so Rodney is now on a comeback tour. He's you know, he went up and then he kind of went down, and now he's coming back pretty solid.
What?
And we were pretty happy that they called us and said, "We want to come play at your club." It's like,
really?
I'm sorry,
cool,
Rodney. Character, D. Rodney Carrington, this guy plays in front of like 10,000 people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so, and then right after Rodney came in and played, we got a call from Brian Regan.
Like,
I said, no. Yeah. Rodney's tall. I mean, big. Yeah. He's a big guy. And then here comes Brian Regan, one of the top comics
in the game right now.
Yeah. In the entire world. It's like, now this guy is playing in front of, you know, 30,000 people today. And like, and he wants to come play my club? Yes, he does. He heard you have a very good audience, and he wants to try out some new material.
Perfect. Let's do it.
And said, come on. Yeah. And I'm telling you, well, he sold out 5 shows in 24 hours.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, we were charging like, I don't know, it was $50 plus all the fees and everything else, about $60 a ticket. And 24 hours, boom, all 5 shows were sold. And we said, we could add some more. They said, nah, he's just wanting to try out this new material, but thank you very much. And they didn't want to add any more shows, but it was very cool that we're now on the map, because we're getting calls from agents all the time saying, yeah, this other person wants to come in and try one
night.
Which
is great.
And can you sell out some shows? Rodney Carrington did split shows. He did one week and then came back 3 weeks later did some more shows. And on the second set of shows, literally 24 hours sold out.
I love wow. that.
And you missed it, Dana.
I missed it. Justin's going to be devastated. I'm going to have to tell him.
So, but
I bought a new swimsuit the other day, and he was saying, and don't look now, Mama's got her boobs out. So
that's cool.
No, it hurt my feelings.
Well, they're good.
And you got John Lovitz coming out too.
Yes. August is actually SNL month. July's got SNL, but August is all SNL. Jay Farrell, we have Finesse Mitchell, John Lovitz.
Really?
And
one more special that we haven't announced yet.
That's awesome.
He's twinkling, though. You all can't see him, but he got a little twinkle in his eye when he just announced that. I'm proud of you, Bill.
Yeah,
that's
we
awesome.
Had a total of seven alum SNL.
That's amazing.
This year.
That's cool.
And they're all great guys. Again, Rodney was great. Man, just a really nice guy. Brian Regan, his claim to fame in the entire comic industry is that every comic loves him. There's not one comic that doesn't love him.
Aww.
He's just a nice guy?
He's a nice, nice guy. We put five hosts in front of him, which is unheard of. So, you know, usually you have one host that's doing all the shows.
Right.
But I wanted all of our local young comics to be able to have that experience of being on stage with Brian Regan.
Yeah.
That cool. I told him you're going to have five different hosts. And he's like, what? I said, yeah, I want them to have that experience. He goes, not a problem. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, wow.
And so each one gets to get up and he takes them all. He's just got this, you know, 90-foot tour bus in front of our building. And he brings every one of them on his tour bus and sits and has coffee with them or water with them. And just starts talking to him about comedy. So every one of our local comics got to have that experience of being with Brian Regan.
So who's your favorite comic right now?
My favorite comic?
Yeah.
I've got two, Dusty Slay and Stuart Huff.
And you got Dusty Slay coming back.
Dusty Slay is on our roster every year.
Right.
So he got picked up by, I don't know how many agents, ABC and everything else. But we had booked him back when he was a $500 for five shows on the weekend guy. And then when he hit big, suddenly he was $8,000 for a weekend, and he still does our shows for, let's just say, not that much.
Not that much. And the last time he was there, Marcy, did you go see Dusty Slay with us?
No.
He was hilarious.
I couldn't.
He was great.
Well, yeah, he told, because we treat all of our comics very well, he had told his agents, there are three places you can't mess with. One is Zany's Nashville, which is his home club. Two is Grand Ole Opry, which he plays.
Right.
And then the third is the Grove Comedy Club in Arkansas. And they're like, where the hell is this Grove Comedy Club? And he says, just trust me, that's a great club. And so whenever I call the agent and say, I'm going to get Dusty in April, they said, no, you get him in the middle of the summer when it's not in peak season. I said, no, I get him when I want him.
Right.
And he calls Dusty. They call Dusty, and Dusty says, yeah, give Bill whenever he wants.
That's great.
And so this is pretty cool because they're going, who is this guy?
Right.
We treat our comics well. And plus, Dusty has also sent us a lot of new comics that he wants to see do better. Yeah. Dusty is a very caring and loving guy when it comes to comedy. And so yeah, we like him. We love his wife, who's also was a comic, and now she's a mother.
Yes,
so
she is.
Hannah is doing very well. She's got
Hannah came into the studio.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, we've got to meet her.
Daisy.
That's awesome.
He's turned us on to a lot of folks, but he really likes our club because of the way we treat everybody.
He's like, we're having a good time here. We're having a good time.
Yeah, can't risk it.
Having a good time here.
I'm not going to ask if we're having a good time.
We're having a good time here. We're having a good time.
Yep.
So you were telling me off the air here. Go ahead, Marcy.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, go for it.
Sorry, our connection is horrible this morning. Bill,
you're in Brock's connection is always horrible.
Did you guys talk about him yet?
We did talk about John Lovitz. Yes.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear the whole conversation we had.
I missed it completely.
About Saturday Night Live.
yeah, he's coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I did. I missed. Yeah, I would love to go to that show. Are those shows sold out yet?
They are not, but every day that gets closer and closer. But I think you probably know a guy.
I'll introduce you to my friend.
Wow.
So you
have not said that to me yet either. I'm really, really the redheaded stepchild in this.
Dana said she liked your facial hair. Tell us about your facial hair and why you have it.
Oh, yeah. I've got a goatee now, and it's got a little bit of a Sean Connery look to it. Yeah, it's got the white and the dark there. But it's a goatee because we're opening up a brewery next door to the comedy club. It's going to be called Goat Lab Brewery. stands for greatest of all time, all Arkansas brewery. So Goat Lab.
Love it.
And it is very serendipitous since we have two goats and a Labrador Retriever at home.
That's awesome.
So everybody who works in the brewery has to have a goatee.
No way. Really?
Women included.
Done. I'm going to be 40 next month. I'm on it.
I didn't say where the goatee had to be.
Brock wins.
He's on a roll.
Brock can be hired.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to have a Goat Lab brewery. We're still looking for a brewer. I mean, I'm a brewer. I've been brewing beer for 20 years. Yeah. But
Have you been brewing good beer for 20 years?
No, I have not.
I mean, he drank a
Goat Lab adequate beer.
Yeah, we just don't want anybody.
You can drink it.
Okay-ish brewery in Arkansas.
Right, we want to hire a really good brewer so that our goat's not called goat piss.
Yeah. You drinking that goat piss?
Yeah. So, no, we're going to have a really good beer. We might even have one called goat piss. That way we beat everybody to the punchline.
I like that idea for a slogan, Marcy. Goat beer. It'll do.
It'll do.
It'll do.
Oh, that's right.
It's good.
Just good enough. Just good enough. So you got that going on. You got lots of comedy, and you're holding a benefit show on Sunday, correct? Sunday evening? Right. Tell us about it.
So when COVID hit a little over a year and a half ago, we ended up having an outdoor concert. And Dave Clark, commonly known as Uncle Dave in Northwest Arkansas and in the region, big musician, knows every other musician in Northwest Arkansas. Well, he did that show on Saturday. And sadly to say, Sunday morning, he passed away. It was his last show.
Oh, wow.
So if you've seen the murals on our building, he's the one furthest left. And that is the mural was done by Samuel Hale. And he is always going to be remembered at the club. But he wanted the Northwest Arkansas musicians to get together and unite to form a bereavement fund for if a musician were to pass the following day that his wife or, I'm sorry, spouse, could have been male or female. Would automatically get a check from this bereavement fund. But it never happened, right? He was pushing for it for many, many years. It would never happen.
And this is before he passed away.
This is before he passed away. Okay. This is what he always wanted. So once Evan kind of settled down, we thought, you know what? The best way to remember Uncle Dave, which everybody loved, is let's go ahead and finish what he always wanted.
Right.
Let's start it and finish it, and let's get this bereavement fund going. So we're working with the Jazz Society out of Fayetteville with Robert Ginsburg. We're working with Remix, all video or audio video out of Springdale, and a lot of musicians. We have seven bands. We're all uniting together. And on Sunday from 2 to 10 p.m., we're going to have seven bands on stage. Cost $5 to come in. 100% of the money, 100% goes to this bereavement fund. We're going to be selling beer and barbecue.
That's awesome.
100% of the proceeds from that goes to the fund. Along with that, wherever much money we raise, there is a foundation that said they're going to match all those monies 100% up to whatever they raise.
Oh, great. Matter.
So it's going to be a good chunk of money. Hopefully, if everybody comes out, and all that money will go to the fund, which will go straight to the families if a musician were to pass away from Northwest Arkansas. All right. So with that being said, bring your lawn chairs, bring your towels, your blankets, bring a sunshade.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. Lots of sunscreen. But so you can bring in all that stuff. You just can't bring in alcohol or food.
Okay.
So yeah, come on out and please invite your friends. Find the thing on Facebook. It's the Uncle Dave Musicians Bereavement Fund Concert. It's a big name. But yeah, definitely tell your friends, have them come out Sunday. You don't even have to come for the entire day. Just come for part of the day if you want.
Okay.
But it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be overcast. So
it should be great.
Should be great.
The lineup, everyone, it's the Show Killers, One for the Money, Jenna and the Soul Shakers, George Brothers, Hollywood Riot, Bar Sinister, and the Wranglers Band. It's going to be fun.
All great bands.
Yeah.
Absolutely great bands.
Cool.
And are you emceeing it?
I am not.
No?
So it should be good.
It's good. Gonna be great. Hey, I got a game. Let's play a quick game. You guys want to play a game?
I suck at your games.
No, this is an easy game.
Marcy always had to feed me answers.
All right,
I'm not very good.
This is. I will read off. Okay, this is called. Is it a snake? A type of snake?
Oh,
I'm gonna win this one. I'm a
Boy
Scout.
Listen, I hate snakes.
So I'll say the name of a snake, and you tell me is that a snake or not a snake?
I'm gonna win this.
We'll start with you, Bill. Malagasy leaf-nosed snake. Snake or no snake?
That's a snake.
That is correct. Dana, a queen snake. Queen.
Snake.
Is it a snake?
No.
It is a like snake.
Bill shook his head no. What a
We're playing against each other. Don't look at me.
You got to think for yourself, all right?
Bill, I thought we were allies. I should have known.
Bill, eastern hognose snake.
Oh, that is a snake.
That's correct. All right, Dana, tentacled snake, which is what Dustin has. Justin. It is a snake. All right, Bill, flying snake.
No, that's not a snake.
It is a snake. All right, here you go,
squirrel.
Dana.
I've heard of a flying squirrel.
Hissy fit snake. You throw some of these.
It only comes as a female.
No. Wow. No, not a snake.
That's correct. It's not. A worm snake, Bill. Worm
yes,
snake.
That is a snake.
Giraffe snake.
No.
That's correct. And finally, elephant trunk snake.
No.
No, it is. And I have one. Oh, you guys want me to show you?
Rocky has a plastic surgeon to help him out with that.
So, yes, there. Is it a snake? Is it a snake?
That might be the dumbest game we've ever played in here.
I thought it was a great game.
Yeah, because he won.
What did I win? What did I win?
What does he win, Marcy? Tickets to the Grove Comedy Club.
Marcy's going to actually feed you, not just feed you answers.
Wait, Bill, why do I not see you?
Oh, I thought maybe there were too many people on the chat, so I just got off of it.
His phone is just laying right down next to him.
Here. No, I mean, here. You just shut off the video.
Oh, I can see there. Oh,
there you go.
Hey.
Oh, am I still on the call? Oh, sheesh, I am still on the call. There goes all my battery.
So, Marcy,
all right,
what have you been doing this last week? We haven't got a chance to ask what's been going on in your world.
I'm looking for a better quiz, by the way, for our friends here.
Make it a snake quiz. I like that.
Was that like a boy? I mean, I love that you're like, I'm a Boy Scout, but I'm like, was there a week where y'all studied snakes? Like for real?
No.
Well, it's merit badge, I'm sure.
I'm not afraid of a lot of stuff. I'm actually going skydiving. I have to tell you that later. Anyways, I'm afraid of heights, so that's a big deal.
Good.
Heights and snakes. Like I'll throw up.
I'm
both
not
of
afraid
them.
Of heights. I'm afraid of widths.
Widths. Uh-oh.
Dana's afraid of girth.
Girth. Yeah.
Shut up. Rock is too.
So, Marcy, what's been going on in your world the last week?
Nothing. I went boating.
How was that?
Boating.
It was fun. Super fun. Yeah.
I've never really heard someone say I went boating, though. It's like I went out to the lake.
Really?
I've heard boating.
Well, that's
classy people say boating. Yeah,
has everyone noticed that Bill argues everything I say?
I'm trying.
It's a preppy version of riding in a boat. You say boating.
You're a comic.
No,
I'm funny looking. I don't know who told you I was funny.
Marcy did.
Dana, we are members of the Redneck Yacht Club. So not classy at all. We take our bass boat out and try to keep up
boating
with the
boating does
speedboat.
Sound, I feel like you're like, I got my boating bag and we went boating.
We went boating.
I'm like, oh, well, we just go. Boating. I jumped in the pond, but that's cool.
So Marcy.
We did that.
And then just hanging out with your kids?
Pretty much, yep.
So on Sunday, our baseball team had our second game of the season. And I'm like, all right, nice. I'm going to play today. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to play. So I finally went and Ash and I went to Academy Sports. I bought the pants and everything, ready to go to the game. It's about 1 o'clock. I'm headed home. I message the team. Hey, what time does everybody get to the game? They go, we're already here. The game just started.
You were like, sorry, I was putting together my outfit.
I go, yeah, I'm not going to make it today. Because by the time I would have got there, half of the game would have been
baseball team, what are you talking about?
Adult baseball league.
What? I want to do this.
It's fast pitch. It's not softball. It's men's adult baseball league. I don't even know why.
And they let you on?
Well, as the punching bag and the comedy relief.
Are you the mascot?
I've never got to play.
Are you the baseball? Like, do you dress as a baseball?
I don't know. I haven't got to play yet. Because I'm telling you,
you're not going to play. You're literally going to be the mascot. They have a baseball costume for you.
Wait, so what happened?
They're going to throw you around.
I didn't go. And our team lost both games.
You said you were going.
But I thought the game started at 2. It started at 1.
And nobody called you?
Yeah, we're on a text chain. I just didn't read it right.
No, they all called him. So the game starts at 2.
Yeah.
He was checking out his butt in the mirror at 2. Academy.
Guys, the game's over.
Wait, can you do fast pitch? Like that just, you know, I broke both my elbows in the last 2 years. So right. I'm like,
can I do
barely
fast pitch?
Throw my dog a ball.
I don't know. I know how to play.
I want to come to the first game you actually go to. Will you
might be this
know?
Sunday.
Done. I'm there. What time?
1 o'clock.
Okay, I'm there.
Oh, geez.
I'm there.
So the other night, Brimley was here. And, you know, when we go to bed, she likes me to lay with her and we say our prayers and stuff. So I go, all right, you go first. And she says this prayer. And in the middle of, so I'll say her prayer. She's like, dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for all your blessings. Help mom and daddy sleep good. Blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, help Colin's Nana to get better. And I stopped. I go, hold up. Colin's Nana is dead. Colin's Nana died months ago. Why are we still praying for Colin's Nana? She is 100% dead. And I don't think you're going to bring her back. She's like, oh, I forgot she's dead.
I forgot.
She's been praying for probably a year. And her friend, are you drinking a Truly too?
You guys are not.
They are.
What is wrong with you? Well,
I can't handle Brock's story alcohol. Anymore. It's led me to alcohol.
And I'm taking my data, so I've got to drink one.
Liven it up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. honest, to get through Brock's podcast, this is what you got to do. You got to start providing them.
So I've been married for 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks now, and I came across the funniest tweets about married life. This is from...
Perfect.
At Craig Brimmer.
That's a great...
When my wife says I can do something at my earliest convenience, she means hers. Okay. Before I met my wife, I only used bar soap in the shower. Last week, I threw a tantrum like a 5-year-old because I ran out of ocean salt scrub for my beard. Husband's like, I love her and I want to spend time with her. So I think I'll go sit next to her while she's watching a show she likes and tell her how stupid I think it is. She will love that. You know, get what I'm saying? I said it wrong. When you tell your husband exactly...
Brock will never do a set at your place.
No. Where to find the thing he's looking for, and he checks that place. I like to share every minutia of my nighttime dreams with my husband so he knows who exactly he was sleeping next to at night.
Wait, I don't even know what minutia means.
Every detail.
Oh.
Husband, we should work on being more honest with each other. Wife, how do I look in these pants? Husband... How long has the check engine light been on? Game, set, match. Yeah. So, random tweets. Your bottom body is not that bad. Today, I became aware of the fact that I've been married so long that my sexual fantasies now involve my spouse doing chores for me without prompting.
Ooh, that's so true, though.
And good night.
That is so true.
And good night. That's a good idea. Maybe role play where I'm like, Justin, you do the dishes.
Yeah.
I'll be getting ready. Then the next thing is I want you to start vacuuming. Like, what if I just did that? What if I like had this whole thing? I'm like,
or how about
to
you
clean
do
the whole house? I do.
Does that turn you on?
Honestly, I think just not arguing turns me on in this space.
Don't start an argument.
Okay. Literally, I ordered this swimsuit. I'm going to show y'all a picture. Ordered this swimsuit. My idea was we have this pool, right? We're very social. Always have people over, always around people. But there's those rare occasions where no kids, it's just him and me.
And is it a sexy bathing suit?
I do not own it.
Does it show off your calves?
Brock was complimenting my calves last night.
She's got great calves.
He was making fun of me.
Got great calves.
My calves.
I actually refrained from saying the joke that I was going to say just
my
then.
Calves
I just
in the,
refrained.
My calves
Everybody,
in the field.
I should get a round of applause for not saying.
No, you can.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
He's talking about my cows in the field, not my
That's
actual
That's where I was going to go.
Not my actual calves on
Let
my body.
Those calves go with her heifer.
I thought that last night. I'm like, I'm gonna make it. Okay, so I decide I'm gonna order this like set. I am not. I have no sex appeal. Like I'll wink bad with.
Well, it's okay because we have no sex.
No. So I'm like, I'm gonna get this sexy swimsuit. I look at these reviews with these girls at home taking pictures. They're like, it's cute. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Done. And then I gotta go. Which one do I want? It's kind of an animal print, but I don't want like a real animal print. So I go for the. bright. He loves, my husband loves bright colors. So I go.
So he was he turned on by my swimsuit last night?
Probably.
Because it had all the colors of the rainbow.
I saw him looking at you for too long. It was awkward. I didn't want to bring it up. But also you were saying, look at my abs. Look at my abs.
I was not saying
that.
Do
you color each ab separately?
I do.
I think he got his contouring makeup done yesterday.
Whatever. I wanted to look good. I didn't go under the water.
You did. Honestly, we razz each other, but I complimented him. I'm like, whoa, Brock, I could tell that you have been.
Yeah, I go to the gym 4 days a week.
Working. Anyway, so.
Oh, I do too. I go in, I use the bathroom, then
take a selfie.
Take a selfie.
Hey, another workout day.
So I get the swimsuit. He's in the pool. He got off a little bit early. There's no kids. They're on vacation with my sister. I'm like, I'm just going to put this on. I'm not even going to tell him. I'm going to put this on. Y'all, there are so many strings to this thing. I'm almost 40, and I've never had work done here. So this is like. Working with some natural gravity problems right now.
Have you ever thought about getting work done?
Yeah, Justin's like literally, shut up, bro.
No, I'm just asking because I know other.
Fair
no, I feel like I could lick them and roll them up and put them in bra at this point, but like, or tuck them in. I mean, I got other
would you want? Okay, here's a question. Would you want to get them reduced or just get them shaped?
I didn't know they were too big, Brock.
No, I don't know. I don't look at your chest.
No such thing, by the way. There's no such thing.
I haven't looked at your chest since last night.
Breast reduction?
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't want it. I would get a
That's
lift.
Not a thing.
It is a thing.
It should never be a thing.
Some friend of mine on social just had boob reduction and,
I need a,
and put, did a whole thing about it. And she's like, if you've never had boobs as big as mine, then shut the heck up.
Yeah.
Because they're bad for her back, I guess.
I mean, I'll be honest. I need
get a back brace. Don't get a reduction.
I need an under chin reduction, a thigh reduction. But I don't want these reducted. But I would like... I would
lift them.
Lift them, but Justin's like, leave them that way. Anyways,
here so. I got it. I just thought of a great Shark Tank idea.
Oh, go for it!
An all natural lifter. It's like one of those neck braces, but you got these ropes that hold them up.
Yeah,
and you can
so
tighten it to bring
That'll
them up.
Go good.
You wear it around your head, and then you put the.
It's called a bra.
It's called a bra. Exactly.
No, but you can twist it, and it will bring them up.
Anyways.
Up. No?
So I'm in the bathroom.
Would you like to invest?
No.
I'm with you. I'd like to see the models first.
So I'm in the bathroom. I'm like figuring these strings out. I'm like, I don't really have time to pull the review up to remember how these girls tied this up. I'm doing the best I can do for a cheese dip eater and occasional jogger. Right?
Like at the end of this, you look like you had been kidnapped and tied up.
And honestly, I'm feeling like this is bright colored. I'm not making this up. I open the sliding glass door. He's in the pool. Y'all, literally, he just starts laughing.
No way.
I promise to God, call him. Literally just starts laughing. I'm like a good sport, I think, for the most part.
And does he have
like,
nervous laughter or
look now,
horny laughter?
No, it's literally, he's like, he's a hunter, right? He's outdoor. He's like, there's
that
no
sounds like
actual
him.
Animal print that's yellow and black like that. I'm like, that is what we, that's the first thing we gonna say.
North exactly.
North American cougar.
That, oh my God, Bill's my new best friend. Give me a fist bump. I'm literally like, so then yesterday I put it back on while he's at work and I text him some pictures and I'm like, are you really out on this? Like, I need to send it back. And he's like, I mean, it's definitely not kid appropriate. It's sexy, but there's still no animal with that print. But yeah,
we get, okay,
like,
we get it, Justin, but it's also a bathing suit. And you're not going hunting in it, so.
Well, I mean, I hoped he was. Like, I was.
You're trying to hunt this cougar.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm like, Justin, you turd.
Did it turn it when you wore it? Did it turn into some lovey time?
I mean, I've never put it on around him. I sent him the picture at work. He's like, I should just find the text. He's like, yeah.
No, I thought no, you walked outside and he was in the pool.
Oh, no.
It's kind of hard to follow this storyline sometimes.
I know. Right? I don't know where she's at. Well,
and she's only like three drinks into that.
I know. I walked back in and took it off. And I put a different suit on because he laughed at me.
Oh. How about you just go take it off and walk out naked?
So he would love that.
So if you get on stage and people laugh at you, will you change clothes on stage?
Oh.
How much money's involved?
It seems like that's what you like doing.
Well, here's the deal. I'm married and my job is to go... You hurt my feelings. I'm going to change my swimsuit. No, literally. I mean, I just put it on because it was new. I was going to wash it and stuff. But I'm like, Justin, it's supposed to be like this sexy, fun, whatever. So what I think I'm going to do, he won't listen to this, what I think I'm going to do is order one of those swimsuits to take. We're going to the beach with his face on it.
Do
and
it.
Not tell him.
Do it.
And then that. I'm gonna
But wear like, his beard hits you, right?
Since you didn't like my other swimsuit, I thought I'd get order a new one. And
oh, you know what would be hilarious?
I'm going to do it.
You get that one piece, and where his beard hits down low, you get a fake beard and glue it on the bottom. Okay. So it looks like his beard Brock, extends.
Too far, Brock.
See what happens when you get off mainstream air?
I've had no Trulies myself.
Anyways, I liked Marcy, I'm going to send you that swimsuit pic.
Hey. Can anybody hear me or am I just...
No, we can hear you.
Please, Marcy, please interject here. Anything at this point.
Her
face. And silence.
I have a game.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay, here we go.
All right, what is the game?
All right, did you hear me say I have a game?
Yes, what's the game? I'm going to restart you, Marcy. Hold on. She is on delay for some reason.
I wish that worked
in
my life. I just need somebody to restart my day sometimes.
So before we get to her game, here is a topic. Scientists believe that marriage to robots will be accepted by the end of the century. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Or I'll give you a clue about a comedian and you have to name the comedian.
Okay.
So I think I caught that last bit, Marcy, but I think I understand it already.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
So, okay. All right. I just gave you two options, but that's all right.
Well, we couldn't hear the first one because you were not on with us, but just do whatever you want.
All right. I'm going to give you the clue and you tell me who is the comedian.
Okay, Bill, this is all you.
Oh, good Lord. This is going to be tough.
All right. Well, did Dana leave?
No, she's right there.
I'm sitting in my swimsuit pic, multitasking.
There, you can see her there. Oh, well,
okay. Start. You can chime in too, since this is kind of your world. The success of my domestic goddess stand-up routine led to my own TV show, which lasted for 9 seasons.
Domestic goddess.
Okay, say it again.
I've got it.
Roseanne.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Roseanne. Wow.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one. I had that one.
Yep.
Hissy fit snake.
Oh. Okay, while pushing...
That's a good bathing suit pick.
While pushing the envelope of comedy, I was arrested numerous times for obscenity. Convicted once, I was granted a posthumous pardon by the governor.
Is that Tim Allen?
No. Lenny Bruce.
No, he's dead.
Lenny Bruce.
That's right.
Booyah.
Nice job.
That was a tough question. Yeah. Most people wouldn't get that.
He was on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yeah.
That. Yes. Well, portrayed. Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't on it. Whoops. Sorry.
Oh, Dana. Mute.
It's Dana.
What? Right.
The signature ear tug at the end of each of my shows was a signal to my grandmother that I was thinking of her.
Oh.
Come on, you know this.
I actually don't know this.
The best redhead on the planet? Oh, no. She wasn't redhead. Carol Burnett.
Really?
Oh, I did know that.
That's right.
I do a boob tug to let my grandma know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then when her grandmother passed away, there was 4 kids.
Okay.
She would tug them and let her kids know it was time for bed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, next one. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Her mouth.
Okay, my 7 dirty words routine made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Absolutely. I got it.
I don't know.
George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he's on a roll.
That's right. All right.
And do you know what those dirty words were?
No.
I'll just do one.
Yeah, you do them now.
Four. Yes.
Say the dirty words.
Oh, I don't know them all, but...
I bet you know all the dirty words.
I do. Fuck, shit, damn, something else. I can't remember what the others were. They're all words you could not say in prime time. When he took it to the Supreme Court, says, hey, these are words. They're accent words and everything else. How can you censor words?
And tits was one of them.
Yeah, tits. And then they came back and they said, you're right, we can't. And then suddenly you were able to say anything you wanted on air, but they were still censored by the HUAC and a few others. So still had this self-censorship.
Bill is like an encyclopedia over here.
Well, there's an article that says how George Carlin's 7 words changed legal history.
That's right. He is the number one guy on freedom of speech.
Wow.
That people don't realize that a comedian changed the world. All right, go ahead, Marcy. Sorry to interrupt. All right.
Marcy's mouth.
Let's do one more. No, you're fine. Oh. All right. My foreign man character would lip sync the line, "Here I come to save the day from the Mighty Mouse."
Oh, that's the man on the moon guy.
Very good. Very good. And?
What is his name? Andy Kaufman.
Very good. And by the way, Andy Kaufman did wrestling, you know, female wrestling.
Yeah.
And he was basically kicked out of the comedy world. But what people didn't realize is every bit of that was stage. He was a comic genius.
Yeah.
He was getting with all these wrestlers saying, "This is where I need you to hit me," and everything else. And when we're on stage with, I can't remember who it was, the talk show host, David Letterman.
It was David Letterman, yeah.
He says, "I need you to hit me." Mm-hmm. And I want you to hit me right here. It's got to be real. And every bit of that was staged.
Yeah.
And people didn't realize that he
did. Letterman even know?
No. They had it so choreographed that he wanted everyone to hate him.
Right.
And he says that was a joy because he already proved to everybody that he could be liked. So now he wanted to prove that he could be hated by everyone and him control the entire situation, which was amazing.
Was hilarious.
All right. Any more questions? Come on, Marcy.
You got any
that
more?
That was fun.
You got any more, Marcy?
Do you want some more? I can give you, I got tons.
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
I started out as a wild and crazy guy, but I'm also
my fraternity brother,
actor, Steve Martin.
Very good.
Steve Martin.
Hilarious.
Wild and crazy guy.
From Czechoslovakia. he was on that with Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, he was.
Center Mark Twain for American humor and am known for uncompromising examinations of racism and contemporary issues.
Oh, start that over again. Because that sounds like a very good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that one?
I won the first ever Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for American Humor and am known for uncompromising examinations of racism and contemporary issues.
Is that Richard Pryor?
Yes.
I was there or Robin Williams. I couldn't remember which one, but yeah.
But the racism thing.
Speaking of Robin Williams, two nights ago I watched Robin's Wish, I think is what it's called. Have you guys seen that documentary?
Oh, no. Is it good?
Okay. So, you know, obviously he committed suicide. So there's been this picture painted of he's just this depressed comic, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the details of exactly how the science was, they found out, but he had a form of dementia that's very rare.
Oh.
And it's very rapid. Like, I mean, super fast compared to Alzheimer's and like a normal dementia diagnosis. But the director of Night at the Museum was on it. His wife was on it. Like all these people he had worked with, which I think they thought at the time, I can't remember the quote. It was so good, but it was like, we thought we were honoring him by keeping it private. But now it seems like an honor to share what was really going on because he was just deteriorating so quickly. And it was such a private thing, but he was like, it causes hallucinations. It causes just all kinds of stuff. And For me, I think they were trying to say he wasn't just this like story of this like depressed comic that couldn't find joy or happiness in life. Like he was in a real health crisis. And technically, I guess they're saying he died from that versus suicide because of the
things it did to his mind,
what it did to him. But it was like, you know, his neighbors, he lived in a neighborhood still, like he didn't want to be isolated because he was so social. And so his neighbors were talking about him walking the dog and just how normal he was. But because they were friends with him, they saw it too. And it's worth watching. I encourage you guys to watch it.
I think that's it. We'll do that.
It was good.
That's awesome.
How do you feel like comics in general, the ones that come to your club and meet, are like off the stage compared to, think they're kind of standoffish or?
They're people too. Like, definitely fame will change people.
Uh-huh.
And so you can see that with certain people. I have yet to have a bad relationship off stage with any comics. They all are like, you know, like you and I. And at the end of the day, you know, they get up, they perform, and then when they get off stage, they really want to mostly turn it off.
Right.
Now, I will say that and then give you a caveat. There are a couple comics, they never get off stage. Whatever their persona on stage is what they are.
All the time.
And I got to tell you, some of those guys are tiring.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, a good example is Bob Zaney. Bob Zaney is known all throughout the world as being, you know, a guy that will insult you. He does all crowd work.
We had him on the show.
I believe so. And he doesn't stop, right?
Yeah.
So on stage, boy, you heckle. Go for it. Because he's going to nail you. And he goes all the way through. He heckles everybody. off stage, you're sitting there talking to him. He's heckling you.
He's heckling you.
And like, dude, we need to talk about other things.
Right.
And he goes, why do we need to talk about other things? You too stupid? You want to? They're like, well, oh, good Lord, stop it, man. I'm the guy's hiring you. I'm the guy writing a check in a bit. He goes, hey, really? You write a check? It's really not you, is it? And da da da. He goes on and on and on. So the check's not big enough anyway. It just keeps going on and on and on. It's like, all right. So there's a few like that. Not many, but there are a few like that. Yeah. It's like, okay. I'm going to walk off.
I'm
going to
walk away.
I'm walking away. I get out of the club. So you go talk to somebody else for about 10 minutes so I can take a breather. So
yeah, Bob, that's funny. I was watching some 90s movie or 80s or 90s movie with Ashton. I try to show her all these movies that she's never seen before. I'm like, oh, you got to watch this one. I'll go. And he was an Office character. Like
he's opposite Matt Damon, I believe, in that movie.
What movie?
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. He's done so many, but
I just recognized it. He was a younger version of himself. Yeah. It was so many years ago. I'm like, that's the guy.
I can't remember the movie, but yeah, it was opposite Matt Damon, who was also a young actor.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I want you to watch Hacks on HBO.
HACKS.
Uh huh.
What's it about?
Stand-up comedian. It's a woman who is older and she's got a show in Vegas and her show's at risk. And then
have you watched it, Bill?
I have not.
It's a young writer who made an inappropriate tweet. And so she's looking for a job. And basically it's kind of like, she's getting old and washed up. The writer needs a job and they get together. And I mean, literally I loved it. I didn't miss an episode. Justin got in on it with me. It's really good. You should watch
really
it.
Really good.
I want you to watch Benny Hill. I grew up on Benny Hill and Monty Python, which, by the way, all right, so it's not booked yet, but would you come to the club if we booked John Cleese?
Yes.
All right, so we're trying to book John Cleese right now.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. He's legendary.
Yeah, so he's, of course, up in the years. So
yeah.
He does a routine with his daughter, who's a stand-up comic. And so they both get up on stage, and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, That would sell out like that.
I think so. They said that you have to charge a lot of money for those tickets, but it's John Cleese.
Right. And yeah, what is he? Is he in his 80s yet? Almost in his 70s?
He's up there. Yeah. Oh, he's probably close to 80. Yeah.
Yeah. He was on the Conan O'Brien podcast not too long ago.
No. Oh, which, by the way, for your listeners, we had to cancel the Gilbert Godfrey show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was he supposed to come in?
Well, good. Nobody even knew.
No, I don't know when.
He was supposed to be the end of August, but he had like six shows that came up that he had to reschedule now. So, and we were one of them. So, sad to say, we'll get him rescheduled for later.
Good.
But yeah, so yeah, we had nothing but SNL in August, and that was gonna be our deal.
That's nice. Awesome.
Sorry to change the subject, but I've had a truly, and now I can't think straight.
Well, my internet keeps messing up for some reason today. It keeps going on and off. Can you hear us, Marcy?
I'm on your website right now looking.
Yeah. I can hear you, but it's like every 3 seconds it's cut.
So do you give real feedback? Like somebody gets up there.
I'm going to turn mine off.
Somebody gets up there. You know, they've got a couple of good ones. Do you offer a way to help them build? Like, is there like a society, like help them build their jokes, help them?
Yeah, that's what open mic is for. We do open mic. And then afterwards we have a small little get together of people who want to improve. The general manager, who is also a professional comic, and then some other comics, will give you tips and ideas of how to improve your writing and how to improve your style.
Yeah, that's cool.
Of that nature. So,
you do workshops and stuff?
Absolutely. We have to.
I need to sign up for one, Bill.
We've invited you out so many times.
I don't feel like that.
Really?
Yeah, what? I feel like maybe once we connected and then... Okay, so I was getting I had two... So let's see. I'm not good enough for you is the deal. That's a theme in my life for everybody probably, but not good enough. I'm working on it. So, I mean, really, Brock is how this all started, right? Because you're right. It's totally different. Like when you're funny with your friends or you tell a joke and then people are like, you're so funny. You should do comedy. And you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But it's not like that at all.
No,
right?
No, it's definitely different.
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously, like my whole life, you know, people are like, oh, that was funny or whatever. But I never went to any classes or learned how to write or whatever. Well, Brock invited me to a a fundraiser. Like,
I remember this.
Yeah, comedy thing. And so I went and I met Jason Earls there, and he's part of the Christian Comedy Association. And so he was like, hey, Brock's like, she needs to do this. You need to meet her, whatever. So I went down to Texas to the workshop, which was intimidating. Like, I've never done this. I was by myself. I'm pretty outgoing and I make friends. Like, I don't meet a stranger, but I shut down there because I'm in a room full of like 100 people that are like, I'm hilarious. I've done this 10 years.
Right.
And it's like my confidence went to this. But then when we kind of went through this and we talked about writing, it was like really my first taste of it or whatever. I went to the open mic night and a lot of hilarious, funny people. Right. But there were some that I'm like,
you could do better than them.
I could do that. And so I'd never written anything and it was just really cool, the support. So I went back and I had made some friends and they were like, here, we'll help you. Like, let's just talk about day-to-day life stuff or whatever. And that's when I wrote my first set and I was like, I don't know. Should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? Should I not go? And then did it for the first time. And so anyways, I came back home. I did a few open mics. I had some like paying gigs and then COVID happened. And then I just kind of, those got canceled and I just never did it again.
Well, yeah, come back, come to the Grove on Wednesday nights.
I need to.
Because first off, we need more diversity on our stage. We need more females getting into comedy.
Yeah.
People always ask, well, Bill, you only have three female comics for every 20 male comics. Well, that's true because that's what the demographic is.
Yeah.
So we need more females getting into comedy because what you have to bring to the stage and bring to the awareness of everything is great. I mean, it's half of human existence. So you should be able to come in and do that. And then we'd love to have you. And because we need more diversity in females on stage, even if it's just a host to begin with.
Yeah.
But it will make the entire show more complete if we have something besides just older white guys up on stage.
I will come. And Brock, you gotta come support. You and Marcy have to come when I do it.
We will.
And support me. And I'll try. And the thing is too, I think because I'm not, and I don't mean this like as a disrespect. It just is what it is. But like, I'm not vulgar. I'm not dropping F-bombs. I'm not cussing. I'm not whatever. And so I think I've been a little bit intimidated. Like, do I fit in that scene? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, my open mic, people have to understand that you're going to get every different type of comic at an open mic. You're going to have clean comics. You're going to have vulgar comics. On an open mic, it's a little bit of a free-for-all for human expression.
Sure.
So all these comics are going to come up. They're going to express themselves. Some are going to be dropping the F-bomb. Some are going to be dropping other bombs. Some are just going to bomb.
Exactly.
But you're going to have a good time.
You're saying you're inclusive. You're saying bring very, it anyways. Very inclusive. I love that.
Yeah. So, so come up and bring your friends. Cause the more friends you have, the more comfortable you are on stage, right?
How many friends do you have?
Well, three, two, all three are here.
Bill, are you? Yeah. I was going to say, can I count Bill? Cause I'm up to three.
Yeah, it counts. And Marcy and myself.
Of course you can. How much do you pay?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of pressure though. It's like that Nemo scene. It's like, he's a clownfish, right? So they're like, tell us a joke. And there's a lot of pressure with that too. Like Brock invited me to his house on New Year's Eve. And he's like, hey, do a set while you're here. No pressure. I'm like, Brock, you idiot.
It's just with friends. It was just with friends.
I know, but
yeah, it's a different mindset.
I get it. Bring your scissors and
I don't think
my
you do. You just ask her to do a set.
I know, but I was trying to set the stage for her to do some comedy in front of people.
Was there a stage there?
Yeah, she would have been up on the top level.
Okay, that's even more pressure.
And we could have dimmed the lights. I got the equipment.
You were so rude.
Bill, I don't even like
you. You bring a guest into your house and force her to go to work.
No, she did. She canceled. She didn't even come.
Yeah, the thing I did. First of all, I don't even like being on top. You didn't even ask me.
Hey, Brock, will you be my guest every Friday and Saturday night? Just come to the club as my guest.
And do a set?
And then no pressure. We're just going to throw you up there.
Come to my club every Friday and Saturday night as my guest. And would you mind carrying some drinks while you're there?
Thank you, Bill. Okay, genuine, real question from an inexperienced newbie dummy that really wants to know this. Me and Brock were talking about this last night. How long, and I know you can do the same joke for 20 years, so this is like a loaded question, but like,
I've had the same joke.
Okay, so like, maybe we say sets. Like, if you have a comedian that's coming in, how often do you expect them to change their
routine set?
Well, see, and that's a very good question. I, as a club owner, expect them to have at least 20 to 30% of new material every time they come back.
Okay.
All right. So by the time they're there for the third year, it should be a completely different set than the first.
Yep.
Now, you don't go to the Rolling Stones wanting to hear all their new stuff. You want to go to the Rolling Stones to hear
the greatest hits.
The greatest hits, along with some new stuff, right? But at the same sense, if you're starting to bring in your own audience, once you've developed a following in Northwest Arkansas, if they've come and seen the same show.
Yeah.
Two and three times, they're not coming back anymore. Yep. They're not inviting their friends.
No, and why would you if you've already seen the show over and over again?
That's so, a thing. So
most, if not all of my comedians that are returning, we've talked and we say, okay, what new material, how much new material, how much new time do you have? We talked about this earlier. It's all about time.
Yeah.
So you take a Dale Jones. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Dale Jones.
Yeah, he's crazy and zany.
Yeah, right. It's a machine gun style. He doesn't stop. And he is constantly writing new material, but he keeps his same style. So you come back for his style and you get blown away every time. So,
and everything's almost always new with him.
So he'll be coming doing, he and his wife, who's also a comedian, Jody White. We've hired them both to come for our New Year's Eve shows this year.
Well, that'd be great.
Oh, it's going to be a phenomenal.
Well, isn't the last time you had him, his wife performed the next weekend?
The following week.
Yeah.
They won't perform on the same stage because they're both headliners.
Yeah.
And people think, well, I can get us both for half the price. No.
No, we're going to bring you back. We're going to bring you back. You're going to pay two. Awesome, yeah.
So. That's super cool.
I didn't realize until I went to that conference, like how many, there was one guy, I'm like friends with him on Facebook. I need to look him up, but y'all, he was like the most quiet little introvert, right? And so I'm literally not that you have to have this big giant,
like Scott White.
Yeah, you don't have to have this big giant personality. So I totally get that. But I still don't know if it was all an act or not during the conference because he's like, I'm nervous. I don't know. I mean, I've done it a couple of times. I'm literally like fearing for him. I'm like, oh, this.
And then he got up there and killed it.
He got up there, y'all. And he was like, so real country from Tennessee. He's like, so, you know, I just took some notes. And you're literally sitting there like, what is this dude doing? He pulls out like a list of just random, like punny or like just whatever, all these jokes. And it's painful to watch this at first because I'm going, where's he going? Killed it.
Really?
But it's like his whole thing. It was hilarious. Like just everything he did. And it was so good for me, I think, to be around all those people and just see the difference, like the storytellers or the guy like him that's pulling the list out and like just how all these different personalities, you can make it work. If you put the time in to write and you're funny and you're reading the audience, it was fun to do that.
So I will come to your club and be the opener, but I'm going to need you to provide a big bag of gala apples. Cause I'm kind of like the one guy, instead of smashing watermelons, I'm going to do apples.
Yeah. Gallagher.
I'm going to tell a bad joke and then be like, that joke bombed, and then smash an apple.
You're also going to need...
You know what? That sounds like a great idea for an outside show.
Let's do it.
Here at your house.
Bill, you're also going to need to provide him a list of jokes.
Yes. Yeah. I will need that as well.
All right, so a lot of comedians coming in, these big stars, they have writers, and they ask for strange things. Now, you've dealt with a whole bunch of stars.
Right.
Right? So I don't know if you've had writers or requests for... things in your
what's
studio.
The weirdest thing you've gotten on a writer?
Well, we always get these ones for a certain amount of water, certain types of water. whether it's a Fiji or if it's these high alkalinic waters. But we had one come in, they said they wanted halibut or what was it, a sea bass for dinner, and he was doing like, let's say, six shows,
and every dinner they wanted that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like, really? All right. So, and they also wanted organic steamed vegetables. So we went and got organic steamed vegetables from Whole Foods or wherever.
Yeah.
And he didn't touch them. Didn't touch anything. And then the next day he brings in his own stuff. He says, no, I want this stuff. And we looked at it and it was the same exact stuff. Like, this is what we bought you that you didn't.
And what? How did they respond to that?
Well, I had to be sure. Like, you had to be sure of what? So, well, I didn't know if that was the same stuff. But I know. This is the stuff I want. I'm like, okay, next time, don't put it in your rider for us to provide it. Just bring it.
Or put exactly what you want.
Right.
Like this brand, this, all that.
Well, one of the coolest ones was Rodney Carrington came in and said, we need all of these different things. sound equipment, everything. So we went and got it. And we bought it. We bought certain cables that he wanted, certain microphones that he wanted, certain everything. It was like $800. He even wanted a rug, $100
on the stage.
On stage. So we went and bought all this stuff, got it all set up. And his agents and managers were all calling us, making sure it was all there. Yep, it's all there. It's all good. Great. He shows up, looks around, goes, "What's all this shit?"
No.
I said, "What do you mean? This is your shit." And he goes, "No, no, we bring our own." And he did. They brought everything.
I was going to say, gosh. Why wouldn't he bring his own if he wanted to?
Right. And so I'm looking at, this is in your rider. He goes, "Oh, that should not be there." And so,
and your guys have been calling me, making sure we had it.
Right. And so
Brock's trying to get somebody fired.
"Can you get your money back? Can you get your money back for this stuff?" I'm like, "No, we can't get our money. It's open. It's used." And it's like, "Yo, you're standing on the rug." He goes, "Yeah, that's the stupidest thing ever. Why is there a rug on stage?"
What?
It's in your rider. And so he's like,
Oh my God.
"Yeah, man, I hope you get your money back." I said, "No, you're going to autograph it. We're going to put it on the wall." So, yeah, we still have a rug in our green room now. That's we call it the Rodney Carrington rug.
You should have had him autograph it with spray paint or something.
Oh, well, so just so you'll know, we can't announce shows in advance for Rodney, but Rodney's coming back.
Oh, good.
So he just lives in Tulsa.
Wait, why can't you do that?
He lives in Tulsa?
He lives in Tulsa, and we are his new place for vetting out new material.
Well, that's perfect.
Why can't you do that?
Because he's contracted to do shows, and there are conflicts. Like, if he's doing a show in Tulsa, there's a 300-mile radius that he can't do another show.
Okay.
But he can go still work out material at a club, and he used to go to Austin. Well, that club closed, and so they were scrambling to find a place to go do it, and they found out about our club, which is how we first got him.
Yeah.
And now they said, "We always want to come back to your club to vet out new material."
Perfect.
So how much in advance can you announce it?
24 hours.
And
we can't advertise.
Oh, man.
Only has to go through our newsletter. So if people are wanting to be on that list, they need to get on our newsletter list.
How do we do that?
GroveComedy.com and just sign up for our newsletter, and you sign it up, and then now you get notices of every quick announced shows.
Okay. So
we have a lot of guys like that.
You've mentioned something.
Bob Saget was going to be like that. He had actually booked a show, and his agent said, "Listen, Bill, we know he booked a show for you for 2 days from now, and we know you're going to sell out every ticket. Don't list that show." I said, "Why not?" He says, "Because he's going to cancel." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "He will book 20 shows and cancel 18 of them."
What?
Why?
And I said, "Why does he do that?" He says, "Because he's Bob Saget."
Why?
Bob fucking Saget.
Yeah.
So he's...
Wow.
That sucks.
Anyway, so sure enough, he did it. I mean, he was like one day away. He goes, "Yeah, I'm coming up to Kansas City to do a show. I'm going to stop in your club and do a show." Great. Next day, "Hey, Bill, we're going to cancel that show." I'm like, "All right, good thing
I didn't
listen."
What do you, like, that's such a high pressure.
No big deal. After doing this now for 5 years, it's every day. We got it.
You're not having a nervous
breakdown. Did I ask you? Have I ever asked you?
Brock, I got a question for him.
Okay.
So you've said a few times that people work out their materials. They try new materials at open mics, blah, blah.
Right.
So when I went to this conference or whatever, right, it's a Christian comedian conference, but Tim Hawkins was there. Like, you know, some people in that world, some big people or whatever. And half of them said, don't use open mics to try out new material. And the other half of them said they do. So I know your face looks twisted. Because
you have to do it in front of an audience to see if it works, right?
Well, it all depends on what your stage is in your career. So if you're already a headliner, don't use open mics, because what you do is, as a headliner, you're up there, you're doing your 45 minutes of material, but in your 45 minutes, you add in two new jokes to see how they're working.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's how that works. If you're just getting started and you're at feature level, you need to be at open mics. Simply because you are still trying to get that rhythm down, right?
Yeah.
Right. So headliners have already got their rhythm. Now they need to interject a couple new songs, but they're bringing back the hits, right?
Gotcha. Right.
So that's where you try that out. And you tell the audience that they bomb, that was a new joke, and they laugh at that.
Okay.
Move on. But yeah, so if you're a feature or opener, definitely be at open mics, because it gives you the opportunity just to get comfortable in your own skin telling a joke.
That's good, yeah.
I've got jokes that, because I have to open from, I'll be opening this weekend. So I've got my set of, these jokes will always work no matter the audience.
Gotcha.
And I tell those jokes. But from time to time, I come up with a new one. I say, I'm not going to try that out opening for the club.
Right.
I'm going to try that out at an open mic. So like last night, I got up and I tried a new joke and it worked. I said, okay, I'll use that one.
Yeah.
So
you going to tell it to us?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
I want to hear it.
So
let's hear it.
I had I went down with Rob Schneider down in New Orleans where he was doing his a movie with Kevin James, and so we flew him down there in our plane. Got down there, and now I live in Northwest Arkansas. I have sinus issues, just like a lot of other people do, with all this pollen and rain. I got down there though, and all my sinus issues went away because the altitude difference is 1,300 feet. It's 1,300 feet here, zero there. All my sinus pressure went away. All my sinuses cleared up, and I could breathe again, and I could smell again. The only problem is I was in fucking New Orleans, and it smelled like shit.
That's good.
That's the first part of it, and that usually lands pretty good.
The crowd liked it.
Well, that crowd did. Yeah. I need those guys in my audience every time.
So have I ever asked you the question, how did you get in comedy and why did you get in comedy?
Now, that's a serious question. Do you really want to know
that? Yeah.
All right. So it's going to end in a nice way, but that's a very serious question. So, and I've been asked that just by a few people. The answer is this. I'm a combat soldier, and I was one of those guys in Somalia that you probably saw in the movie. I was not on the Black Hawk Down deal, but I was part of the Black Hawk Down experience. We're ambushed, and we had to do things that soldiers have to do from time to time, right? So it's a very serious world, as we like to say. So I came back after the military and literally didn't laugh for over a year. I just didn't see things the way I used to see
them. Right. Whole different perspective, yeah.
Absolutely. So I was in Fayetteville. And somebody said, hey, Bill, let's go to the comedy club there, which is now where Mermaids is now. And I said, well, sure, I've never been to a comedy club. And I went there, and for the first time in a year, I laughed. In fact, it exploded in me because I was able to relax. And I don't know if I identified with the comedian or whatever, but I was laughing so hard they kicked me out of the club for heckling because I wouldn't stop laughing. And I see, knowing where I am now, seeing what I've seen, I was laughing hysterically, if you will, but it was a lot of pent up frustrations, anger. And
you hadn't laughed in a year.
It was all just coming out.
And it's almost like crying.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it was, but it came out as laughter. It was cathartic in a way. And so with that being said, I said, you know, that was the most healing time I've ever had. And I always said, I hope someday that I can give that healing to someone else.
Right.
Who might be struggling. And then whenever the opportunity came up to buy a restaurant, I could immediately convert it into a comedy club, remembering how much good that it did me. And I said, you know, we can bring a lot of good to people in Northwest Arkansas. Now, we never know what other people are going through. So,
true.
I thought, hey, we can give this for the people of Northwest Arkansas, bring in really great talent and give them the ability to just relax and laugh no matter what's going on in their life. And it's worked. We've had great shows. We've been growing ever since. A lot of comedy clubs are gone in 2 years.
Right.
We've been here 5 years, and I'm proud to say we've been in the black ever since we've opened the doors, which is unheard of in a comedy club.
Uh-huh.
And that's because we do it right. But that's the reason, is because I think that comedy itself has got a healing method or process to it that it gives people the opportunity to relax and to laugh and to be healed in a way.
No, right.
Whatever they're going through. So whenever COVID came through, we kept going through COVID. Mm-hmm. We had 10 people in our audience. We spread them all out.
Oh, no. We went to some of those shows.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And so it was awesome. We'd spread everybody out very, very thin.
Yeah.
We'd mic them and tell them to come in. And we were still hiring comics. We were still paying them the full rate with just 10 people in the audience.
Wow.
And we were all always in the black on those shows, too, because people in the audience were donating money. And we told them, you don't have to. But they were donating money just to pay the comics.
Which is great.
And I said, well, we're not going to reduce their pay because they have bills as well. Mm-hmm. And so we brought in, 15, 20 comics and paid them full rates and spent over $20,000with different agencies, keeping them afloat during COVID.
Which I'm sure that only helped you in the comedy world in general, because a lot of those shows, a lot of those clubs were shut down completely.
Yeah, exactly.
Were open.
We were on the Jeff Foxworthy show a few weeks back.
Oh, really?
Jeff Foxworthy knows about our club and was talking about us saying, yeah, we understand that you played one club during COVID to this one comedian. He goes, yeah, I played the Grove Comedy Club in Arkansas. And so it was the only club in America open at one point.
Wow. So when's Jeff Foxworthy going to come down?
Yeah. You never know. So we're friends with Dan Whitey, who is Larry the Cable Guy, right? Witty. And so Larry the Cable Guy just lives north of us. And so we're in talks with him about doing a drop-in show.
Like, how far away does he live from us?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
He lives pretty close, though?
He lives close.
Okay.
So, but...
Interesting.
Yeah, he likes to golf. So we figure if somebody would donate a round of golf at the Pinnacle Hills Golf Course, then we can get Larry the Cable Guy down here for a drop-in
show. All you would have to do is go there. I know those people. And just say, hey, Larry the Cable Guy wants to play here. Can you donate it? And they'll do it.
Really?
Yeah. See, and it's only like $100-something to play there.
Yeah, you're rich, aren't you?
I've never paid for it. I've never played in charity events there.
You're a guy. We've always paid for it.
Yeah.
But I'm bumps. All right. Well, yeah, so that's it.
Be great.
So that being said, back to the thing. So that's why I started the club. And I get, after every show, people will come up and say, thank you very much for bringing this to Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And they're not saying because they had a good time laughing. They always say, thank you very much for bringing this type of entertainment and activity to Northwest Arkansas. So we're going to be here for a long time until, of course, the Waltons figure out, hey, we should just take over that too.
And make you a good offer.
No, they can't. It's not for sale.
There you go.
So
have you ever been, Dana, to the Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
have you eaten their food?
No, I've not eaten their food.
Delicious.
We'll do specialty food for some people.
What do you eat, Mr. Vegan over there?
If I'm coming, he always tells me, just let me know. And his chef cooks me up something.
They wash you a strawberry.
Huh?
They wash you a strawberry or something.
Yep.
Oh, we would.
You put it on a plate, cut it up.
Oh, no. We do a lot of pasta dishes for you. But yeah. We'll do anything you want.
Still delicious.
Just in advance. We'll make it.
Yeah. Great food, great drinks. And I wish more restaurants would do the light thing.
Oh, that's
awesome. Or you remember like Casa...
That's my wife's idea.
Casa Bonita? You hold up the flag?
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
So your waiter knows when you need help. You just put the flag up. That is the best idea ever.
Yeah.
You put the flag up. More sopapillas, please.
My husband.
More sopapillas, please. Marcy, you still there?
I'm here.
You had a question also.
Yeah, what was your question?
Me?
No, I thought Brock had a question.
No, that was the question.
Oh.
About why you got into comedy.
Well, Marcy's got one then.
No.
So here's something I just read. Most girls stress out about their armpits. Ladies, what do you feel about that?
As she does this.
I know. I'm like, why would you stress out transition about your armpits?
Hair, sweat, odor, and they say the stress is so huge that 82% of women say they feel the need to have a perfect pit, which means this. It's hairless, even tone, has no mask or discoloration, and 30% say they have changed an outfit because they felt self-conscious the way their armpits look or smelled.
Nope.
Do you care about your armpits?
I got way too many other things going wrong on this body. I don't focus on that.
When Marcy? I was much younger, before I met my beautiful wife, whom I love so much, I dated a girl from Belgium. And yeah, she had more armpit hair than I did.
I have like no body hair. Like literally, I go like a month without shaving. Yeah. I have like none. So I
don't know.
You can't work at the goat then.
You just got to shave it a certain way.
So people reveal the things other people love that they find disgusting. What's something that you love that you find disgusting that other people love?
Wait, what's something I find disgust? Cilantro.
Okay.
Oh, delicious.
I don't love cilantro.
It tastes like soap to me. I'm like one of those super tasters.
Yeah.
You know what? I've smelled your breath. Eat the cilantro.
Here's some common things. Food play during sex. The chocolate sauce might seem like a good idea, but it's sticky and sucks to clean up. Reality TV shows that think humiliation and aggressive, crappy behavior are entertainment. Water parks. The water is never clear and a bunch of people's pee and spit is all over the place. Plus, there's always a heck of a crowd. Obsessively taking selfies. Yeah, no need. Dr. Pimple Popper. Just thinking about it makes me queasy.
So do I.
Bobbing for apples.
Oh.
Especially, I don't think that's going to be a thing anymore.
I've never met Apple. Who is she?
Celebrity worship. I don't give an F about that celebrity. That's what somebody put.
Yeah.
Wearing shoes in your house. Drinking to the point where you can't stand up, like head spinning, probably should take an Advil and lay down drunk. And then finally taking a bath. You're literally soaking in your butt juice. Well, I love soaking in butt juice. That is definitely me. Did you guys hear this? And maybe your club's going to start... start having this on the menu. Kraft mac and cheese ice cream now exists. What do you think about that, Bill?
Oh, I saw that.
No? Okay, what about this? This restaurant earns a Guinness record for their $200 French fries. You got $200 French fries?
Well, we used to have a $250 burger.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was on it?
It was a brisket burger, you know, made out of real brisket, you know, ground up.
Yeah.
It had avocado. It had a romaine lettuce. And then, of course, tomato, pickle, everything else. And it was on a pretzel bun.
200. Did anybody order it?
Yeah, a lot of people.
$250.
Well, it was called a $250 burger because people would spend $250 driving there to get the burger. That's how far away you would drive to come get that burger. Or in this case, fly to come get the burger.
Is it good?
Yeah, it was delicious. It was at the airport. And so people would fly in to
get that burger.
And it would cost them $250 in gas and everything else. And their airplanes to come. That was back when I had the airport restaurant.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So what makes these fries so pricey? Well, they're made with upstate Chickerbeck potatoes.
Cool.
The thrice-cooked fries are first blanched in Dom Perignon champagne and J. LeBlanc French champagne vinegar, aged in small oak barrels. Once cooled, they're twice put in pure goose fat from cage-free geese raised in southwest France at 320 degrees Fahrenheit, and then again at 375. They're seasoned with some word truffle salt, which costs about $17 an ounce.
I've got some.
They are topped with this cheese that's made from the milk of sheep that graze on the clay-rich hills of Crete, Senecy. And also topped with shaved black truffles foraged from Volterra and in Italy. Finally, they are topped with shaved black summer truffles from Italy as well.
You got ketchup with that?
There's no ketchup for these fries. It comes with a dipping sauce. It's also very high-end. It's a Mornay sauce made from udder cream from A2 grass-fed Jersey cows. Black truffle bottle. Yeah, this is done.
They probably go boating after they eat that.
Yes.
They probably do.
Hey, are you from Arkansas?
Yeah, mostly.
Like, where were you born?
I was born in Germany, but I was raised in Southeast Arkansas.
Southeast?
Yeah, in the Delta.
Where the mosquitoes are? Is that where they're at?
Yeah, our mosquitoes had license plates. That's how they were known to carry away small children.
Nice.
Oh, funny.
Big mosquitoes.
We have flies in Northwest
Arkansas. We got another comic that wants to share her comedy.
Hey, Sprimley, it's time for your joke of the day. What does an evil hen lay?
I don't know. What does an evil hen lay?
Deviled eggs.
You think she could open at the club? She got jokes.
Oh, yeah, any day.
You should hear that kid drop F-bomb. She'll fit right in.
Oh, geez.
I think I saw her on a, what was it, motorbike yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. So Bill, Brimley and I were out yesterday morning. It was like 8:25. I was about to take Brimley to her mom's, and we're riding our motor scooters around the neighborhood. And I see this truck pull into the driveway, and I'm like, oh, it's my Airbnb guest. His friend is coming over to go ride bikes. And we get to the house, and I'm about to say, hey, your friend's down this way. And this little guy named Bill pops his head out, and I'm like, Bill, it's not Thursday. And he looks at his watch. I was like, huh. Well, you got a nice house. I'm glad I know where it is.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait, did the microscopic Brock call you little, Bill?
It was a drive.
He's microscopic and he called you little.
I heard
me that. And him are little.
I heard that.
We're both.
He's not little.
How tall are you, Bill?
Well, I'm 5'6", but if I stand on my money, I'm 6'2".
See?
All right. That's a joke. That's
good
a joke.
Answer.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Good answer.
Actually, if I stand on my money, I'm 4'2".
Yeah.
So I actually lose.
See, I'm 5'6", 5'7", as well. So.
All right.
I feel like I need you guys to stand up back to back here.
I see you got a Prince poster here. You got a Stacks too?
He also has that outfit.
I do.
It's not the real one, but he wears it.
To events.
So no,
did you guys see that Fayetteville was listed in the U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 10 places to live in the U.S.?
I did.
Again, the number 4.
Yeah. Wait, excuse me. Was that in the Get High magazine?
I guess. Boulder, Colorado is number 1. Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina, number 2. Huntsville, Alabama, number 3. And then us at number 4. Austin's number 5. So.
Well, good.
Fayetteville.
Good, I'm glad.
So, Marcy, you're living it. You're living in the place.
Living the dream.
You're doing it.
I am. am. I am. Nobody can come live here because there's no homes.
There's just no homes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Dana, speaking of homes, I have a question for you.
Yep.
I'm just curious because that's all I hear about right now is like, it's a great time to sell, but there's nowhere to move to.
Yep.
Like the market's hot right now, right?
Yep.
So here's what I want to know. Are people thinking like, I can sell my house no problem right now, so they're foregoing the services of a realtor and doing for sale by owner? Are you seeing that?
I think a lot of people are doing for sale by owner, but I think a lot of people have representation. So most for sale by owners I'm seeing are putting, you know, we'll pay your buyer's agent fee if you have a representative or whatever. I will say this. I have turned down probably recently about 4 listings, which I know people are like, who turns down a listing? But here's the deal. Everyone's like, okay, I can make $60,000 on my house right now. I'm like, yeah, then where are you going to go?
Right.
Where are you going to go? You're going to be mad at me. I'm selfish. We're not doing this. Because here's the deal. You can make $60,000, but you're going to pay more for what you want, right? So I kind of have a thing that I go through with people. If you're downsizing, you're upsizing. You're relocating the area. Let's say you have a ton of debt that you want to pay off and you don't want to do a cash out refinance. You just want to get free from it and downsize or whatever. Then those are all really justifiable reasons to go, let's talk and let's research this and let's look what's out there. But I've had people literally that could make between 60, at least 60 or more. And then I sit down with them, you know, with my laptop and go, but what do you want? And then we'll open it up.
And there's nothing.
Like, here's the deal. You're going to be compete. It's supply and demand. That's all business, right? So it's like, there's not enough supply to meet the demand. So 8 people want the same property. So the bidding gets insane. You've got things like an appraisal. The bank is only going to lend you what they deem the property worth, right? So if you've overpaid or offered $250,000 and the bank's like, we really see it, the value at $210,000, you've got to come up with that $40,000 difference out of your pocket. And so, yeah, interest rates are low, but there's sometimes where people just need to refinance and do a cash out to pay some debt off or whatever.
Or if you're the CFO for the Trump organization, need to sell everything real quick. Get the hell out of the country.
It's just literally like
it. Did he leave?
Well, yeah, he got arrested. So yeah, he's liquidating everything right now.
And you know, COVID didn't slow the market down any. It's still, and I think people want more stuff. They want more outdoor living. They're working from home now. They want to be closer. Some people want to be more downtown so they can walk to the stores and the parks and whatever. So it is wild and
crazy stuff.
It is.
Wild and crazy time.
It is. But it's got to be the right time. And so I do think some people are doing for sale by owner. The tragedy in that, and before I was a realtor, I would have never, you know, bought into this, but really you run comps. And what is a comp? It's got to be comparable and pretty much a lot, like age, size, location, blah, blah, blah. So I've talked to so many for sale by owners that I've contacted to try to help my buyers. And it's just sad. I'm like, well, so how'd you get to this price? Well, I saw my neighbor sold it for this much. So we just listed ours for that much.
Like, that's not the
there's
case.
No science in it. So, no
well, there's a house down the street on Tiger. You see it's for sale across from school.
Yep.
Has not sold yet.
Yep.
Because they want $450,000 for that house.
Yeah.
Chump change
is not worth it. Not worth it at all.
Chump change.
Once his fans only page takes off or whatever it is. Is that what it is? Fans.
Yeah.
My kids always get on me because I make jokes and I'm like, only fans. That's what I say wrong. And they're like, no, it's not that. And I'm like, that's what mine is. I'm going to sell a bunch of box fans.
Is that like farmers only?
In my new swimsuit.
Farmers only.
Yeah. Christians only, farmers only,
hey,
fans only.
I tell Marcy she can make a ton of money if she just opened an OnlyFans page and did foot stuff.
Wow. Oh, that's why you were asking about the foot stuff last night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why foot stuff?
If you don't want to show your face.
I don't want to show my feet either. Now I'm like paranoid. I'm hiding behind the tree. Oh.
Show us your face.
What about elbows, fingers?
Knees and toes.
You can do that.
Knees
that's a good song.
John Cleese, 81.
Very good. Very good.
He's 81 years old.
81.
So we need to get him now is what you're saying.
Yes.
So So apparently he's really, really close friends with Rob Schneider, and Rob Schneider said he's gonna reach out to him. And
great.
I need to text Rob.
So Rob sat in front of my friend on the airplane.
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can.
That's the coolest part about my job.
Are you hiring?
Yeah, we're realtors? Always. Realtors? Yes, we are hiring. We need
realtors.
Yeah. Realtors to do greeting. What? You can text Rodney Carrington?
Yes.
He's got all their, you become friends with
Justin
them because they like you.
Be best friends with Bill because he wants to
My favorite thing is getting their phone numbers, right? Like here in about an hour, I'll be talking with Christopher Titus, and he and I will share contacts so that way we can coordinate everything.
Right.
But no, I don't give these things out, right?
No.
And in fact, I put in fake names in my phone so people don't, if they find my phone or
they won't know.
They won't know.
Woo. Oh, that what's is Brock so saved smart.
At? Yeah, so I know who they are.
What's Brock's contact name?
Okay. Brock's contact name is Brock.
Yeah.
Brock wants his number and name out there.
Do you have his 900 number?
I've been trying to sell his number for ages.
Yeah. But, nobody wants it.
No, the cool thing is like yesterday, I was chatting with Jim Brewer yesterday from Saturday Night Live and everything else. So Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Right? So Jim is a very cool guy, very down to earth. But yeah, we had some issues where his shipping company was supposed to ship a jacket to somebody because they bought a jacket. And I texted him directly. I said, hey, Jim, my customers never got the jacket. And he listed off some profanities saying that this company is starting to irritate him. And so, yeah, he got on the phone with the company and says, send Bill's customer the stuff now. And so he and I were just going back and forth.
Wow.
That's his reputation too, right? So he was very, very in on it. And so, yeah, he's, Bill, how are things going? Like, oh, great. Yeah. Same is true with Rob Schneider. Rob, because I had pollen issues and allergy issues. He keeps sending me, you need to try this vitamin.
Really?
I love you that. Need to try this. Like, oh,
that's dude, hilarious. Man,
come on. And so I did. I went to Whole Foods to buy. He gave me a list of like five different things to go buy. And I went and picked them up and they were like $250.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Whole Foods, my ass. I'm going to go to GNC and see if I can find the same stuff. And then I left and the next day the Zyrtec kicked in and I didn't need it anymore. So
do you not? Have you never gotten allergy shots?
Why do I get shots? I get allergies every year.
So allergy shots. I did allergy shots and I had them for 2 or 3 years and you go in and you find out what you're allergic to and then you get the shot.
I'm so allergic to bullshit is what I'm allergic to.
So you get the immunity.
Right now, I'm getting sick right now.
And now I don't have really any allergies anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, so I keep bees because I know that every pollen season I'll start getting clogged up and everything else. So I have bees.
Yeah.
And so I harvest their honey and
you do?
Yeah.
What else do you do? Because you do a little bit of everything.
I do. I'm a jack of
do you have ADHD and I'm dead serious asking that.
Maybe a little bit.
Cause I'm
why the hell would you ask somebody if they've got a
I do. I just
what? Because I have ADHD.
I mean, I do, but why the hell would you ask
that? Because I have ADHD and I'm trying to make friends. No, because I am involved. I do all kinds of weird. People are like, you always have something. I'm always doing something weird or new or whatever.
I'll tell you, and this goes back to that first question that Brock had asked earlier. I have PTSD.
I do too.
Yeah.
I really do.
All right. Well, I have it from combat.
Completely different.
It's different, and I respect what he does, and I thank him for his service.
Just keep one up all day long.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
And that host position is getting better and better.
We're
right
besties.
Now.
You just don't know. We have all these letters in common.
I know.
I have OC. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
You're going to say you have HIV, and she's going to be like, well, I got AIDS.
Yeah, I know.
So.
No, with PTSD, this is true that everybody who's got PTSD, they react to it in different ways, but there's basically two types.
Mm-hmm.
There's alcoholics and workaholics.
And you're the workaholic.
I'm both.
thus the truly at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. It's just the thing. I keep myself busy because I've had two heart attacks, got stents and everything else. Not the greatest of health, but it's one of those things of, all right, I'm living life for my kids right now, making sure they've got a good future, unlike what my parents did for me. So, yeah, I'm constantly working.
Doing
stuff. So, but with the PTSD, I'm just keeping my head, my mind, and my body somewhat active. So,
dude, I'm serious. Like, Brock knows. I've been to so much. Like, I've been counseled a lot in my life in the last few years.
She has.
And it's like, literally, I learned, like, ADHD, PTSD, like, all this stuff really does go together. And it's like our personalities, people are like, they're shocked at how my energy is or how I go nonstop, but it's like how we cope.
And then you crash. Yourself.
Okay, here's a question. Can you get PTSD from fighting in the Lord's army? Because...
You can get knee burns because you're always down praying.
That's true.
I don't know.
I always ask for that military discount but they say the Lord's army doesn't count.
That was good, Brock. That was good.
That's good. That's good.
Probably the best.
I've been fighting that fight since I was 3 years old.
Three? You were three when you got saved?
My dad's a pastor, so.
I mean, was it real? Was it a? I got saved several times just for good measure, make sure it took, you know, but like.
And you're still waiting for it to take.
Still begging over here. Three? You were three?
I think I was three or four, yeah. I remember saying the prayer with my grandma and yeah. But my dad wouldn't let me get baptized at church until I knew what that meant.
Yeah, me too. I was 16.
Like, do you know what you're doing? I said, yeah. I'm taking a swim bath.
I'm going to go swim.
He's like, nope, it's not. You're not ready for it yet. So, but shout out to my daughter for still praying for her best friend's Nana, who passed away about a year ago.
And the great joke. Great joke that she
had. She is dead.
Great deviled eggs joke.
Hey, another big shout out to Aaron. Ashton's sister, we shout her out every episode because she doesn't listen. And one of these days she's going to message me and say, hey, I heard you talk about me on the show.
Does this look familiar to you, Brock?
It looks like Justin last night. All right. Marcy, what do you got?
My son is sitting here looking at me. He's waiting for me to get off of the podcast.
Okay.
So that I can help him get entertained. He's actually, I'm headed to the Rogers Aquatic Center here in a bit.
Oh, so
you sound like he's going by himself.
If you smell the chlorine, that means the chlorine's working.
Right next to my old house.
I hope you understand that. Marcy, do you understand that? If you smell the chlorine, that means the chlorine is working.
Yes. What? So if you don't smell it, that means the piss is winning.
No. If you smell it, the piss is winning. That means it's working. If you don't smell it, then it's good to go in. But if you smell chlorine, don't go in.
Don't go in.
I hear like my grandma. Good to know. Like, pour like alcohol on my open wound. And I'm like, it hurts. And she's like, that means it's working.
That means it's working.
It's working.
So does that mean you're going to come up and say hi to Ashton and I here at the house?
No, I'm not going. He's going with some friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got stuff to do.
All right, Bill,
catch up on here.
You have your big show, the benefit show on Sunday.
Yes.
More details about that real quick.
It's a 7-band, starts at 2 p.m., goes to 10 p.m. Invite all your friends. Come on out. It only costs $5 to get in. Bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, bring your sunshades. We're going to have a good time. We'll have some games and stuff to play between the bands.
Uh-huh.
But we have great bands coming out. It's for a great cause. It's to benefit the families of musicians that pass away. So please tell your friends, if you can't make it, come on out, bring some other people, but invite everybody you can.
And this, if you're listening to this after July 18th, that's when the show was. July 18th, 2021. So if this is 2025, the show happened 4 years ago.
It was awesome.
Yeah, but you got a lot of comedians coming in. Your website's continually getting updated with new comedy acts.
Yeah, we're booked 6-7 months in advance. So yeah, we've got a full slate all the way through the end of this year, and we're already booking into February of next year.
Awesome. GroveComedy.com. Can't wait to get to another show. The next one I want to see is John Lovitz.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Me too.
When is John Lovitz coming?
I think 3 weeks. So come on in.
Let me look at your
It's in August.
Yeah,
it's August, like mid August.
Okay, I will be home that week. Okay, the week before I'll be out of town. But
come on in,
John Lovitz. That'd be a great show. He's funny.
You know a guy.
Funny stuff. So, what do you got going on, Dana?
In life, right now in my brain.
Happening.
She's working on her armpits a little bit.
Right now in my brain, I'm thinking, wow, Bill even got the fancy headphones.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And the shoes.
He did.
What do I got going on? Work.
Uh-huh.
I'm going on vacation the first week of August. I'm excited. Bill has now inspired me. I need to probably go pick up my notes and start writing again and head over to an open mic.
Cool.
Just a whole bunch of social stuff, dude. You know we're so social.
Yep.
It's so like...
I had to beg her, Marcy, to come over to her house.
I charged him an entry fee. Most girls do, though.
I went, and she already had a guest over, and I'm like, what? You already invited somebody over?
Bill didn't even laugh at that joke. He missed it, and it was actually good. Wow. Wow, this could be such a hit over there.
I can't wait for you to come.
Marcy, did you get the swimsuit picture of her that she sent?
No.
Look on your
No strings attached.
A swimsuit picture.
Look on your messenger real fast and tell me what you think.
No strings attached is what she said.
Okay.
You didn't get it, Marcy.
Yeah, she got it. She just hadn't looked at it.
Boom, I need some kind of reply. I didn't send it to Bill. We're not there yet.
Oh, man, we were there and now we're not.
We're not there yet.
Oh,
we share letters, but we don't share photos.
Are you going to laugh at me when I walk out?
What's wrong with this?
That's nice.
He laughed.
What did he not like?
We need to call him.
Listen, she's looking at your bikini picture.
Oh, I like it.
Thank
that's
you. Good.
What did he not like? He's like,
babe, no animal wears that.
Actually, yes, it's a giraffe print.
It's a bumblebee.
No, that's a giraffe.
And we all like bees.
Yes, giraffes are yellow.
Listen, I could not figure them strings out, though. Good Lord. There's a lot of strings on that thing.
Just it's cute, just though.
Let it be loose.
It's a keeper. Don't send it back.
No, I'm going to keep it now. It's going to be funny.
Yeah. We're going to post that on our social.
I am a hissy fit snake. No, you're not.
Do you think this looks good on her? Yes or no?
I'm going to say I'm a hissy fit snake, Justin. That's my new thing.
What would you pay to see this girl on OnlyFans? That's going to be the question.
Farmers only or giraffes only?
Giraffes only.
Hissy fit snakes only.
Hissy fit snakes. All right. What do we got going on, Marcy? Anything over the next week? I might play a baseball game on Sunday. Probably not going to happen.
Can't hear you.
You might golf with my husband is what I hear.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't gotten back to me. He's got a seek approval from his wife.
Well, he really wants to go fishing.
He can take me fishing.
Would you really go fishing or would you just be the comic relief?
You know me. Comic relief.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so, I'll do whatever he wants.
And we have a birthday party at Modern Mission, too. So that's always fun.
An adult or a kid one?
No, kid one.
Oh, dang it. Have you been to Modern Mission, Bill?
Never have. Where is that?
It's in Fayetteville. It's laser tag.
Oh, okay.
But no, they use weighted guns.
I go to fast lanes for my laser tag.
So tell us about that real quick. The fast lane stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So
this is really cool, Marcy.
Yeah, we're starting this new alliance or relationship with Fast Lanes and the Grove. So if you're an adult and you have kids and you can't find that babysitter, you still want to come to the comedy show, you can drop them off at Fast Lanes and they'll have a babysitter there for you. It's like $30 for the 2 hours. They'll get tokens to play the games. They can play laser tag. They'll get free pizza and drinks. And they also have a babysitter that'll look after them.
Wait, what? This was my idea. What?
Yeah.
Oh, and they pay Marcy a
finder's fee.
I think they need to do this at Altitude. So you're saying that there will be a babysitter there at Fast Lanes, and then you can go to a comedy show?
That's right. And then afterwards, you go back by and pick them up.
Yeah, but 2 hours is not enough.
Well, we can't keep them all day, Marcy.
But that's
here's the deal. She wants to drop off her kids in the morning, pick them up at midnight.
It's called daycare or grandma.
I mean, you're at the comedy club for 2 hours. Are you not?
That's right. And we want you out of there after the show. So we can get.
But you have to. You need 2.5 hours.
Well, you could.
Why are you being so logistic, Marcy?
Okay. Well, because I like this idea.
Well, great. I'm glad you like it. We're still. Yes. We're in final stages of the talks there. So I'll tell them 2.5 hours just that we have that buffer.
That's got to build in some time. Yes. All right.
We're going to call it the Marcy drop off.
I literally just text Justin. Bill has Rodney Carrington's number. All caps. What?
Well, there you go. I love that idea. That's so great, especially for parents who are like, I can't find a sitter or nobody's available. Yes. This, do you know when this is going to start happening?
Yeah, we were talking about it 3 weeks ago. I think we should be ready to start in the next week. So this is going to make me call Frank over at Fast Lanes to get this thing.
Let's do it. Let's go. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. Dana, thanks. Bill, thank you so much for being here. Woohoo! Bill, GroveComedy.com. Check it out. The best comedians in the area and in the Midwest, I would say. You guys are amazing. Yeah. So hit them up. Go to the show on Sunday night. All details will be posted on our social
Don't forget your lawn chair.
Yeah, lawn chair, people blanket, sunscreen, sunshade, all that kind of stuff. Anything from you, Marcy, before we say goodbye?
That's it.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, everybody, thank you and have a good one.
Dang, show's over.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished.
Shut up and let him finish.
Where did the time go?
Well, that was an incredible waste of time.
That's it. I'm done.
See you next time.
Goodbye.